Hi, Cooper. Hi. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Hey, wait a minute. We're missing someone. Someone's playing hide and seek with us. That's just like people trying to hide from God, right? Can we hide from God? Can we hide from God? God always knows where we are. Like, God knows, here's Evan right here hiding behind the piano. Don't worry, Mom and Dad, I told him to do that. Don't worry, you're not in trouble, this time anyway. Go ahead and have a seat, Evan. See, we cannot hide from God. He always knows where we are. And that's why the text of our psalm today in our intro is so valuable and so important for us. Notice what it says. For he, God, will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. Today is certainly the day of trouble, isn't it? And he will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and he will lift me high upon a rock. Those words are very, very powerful and very valuable for us, even today, because there are so many people who are afraid. What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? You're afraid of snakes. Okay, many people are afraid of snakes. Some people are afraid of God. You're right. People are afraid of the dark. Yeah. People are afraid of heights. Spiders. Are you afraid of spiders? Are you really? Okay. What else? There's a people who are afraid today of a virus. They're afraid to get sick. And as a Christian, what is God telling us about that? He's speaking to us in the word right here. He's telling us that he will hide us in his shelter. We are hidden in our baptism. We are hidden in Christ. We are hidden in the church. He will hide us in the day of trouble. We have trouble all day long, don't we? But the Bible tells us that we are sheep as to the slaughter. We face death all day long. What's there to be afraid of? Because we know that when we die, where do we go? We go to be with Jesus. That's right. You're right. We go to heaven with Jesus. There's no reason to be afraid. What else does he say? He, God, will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He has given us righteousness. He has given us peace. He has given us the forgiveness of our sins. We're not to be afraid. What else does he say lastly? He will lift me high upon a rock. Jesus will show that he is the Lord. He will lift us up. And he will lift us up where? Up to heaven. He will lift us up to heaven. So my dear friends, there's no reason to be afraid. I know that you're all out of school and everyone's talking about all this sickness, and we're surrounded by sickness all day long. We never know what's going to happen the next second or the next minute or the next day or the next month. What we do know is, as God has told us, we are hidden in him. We are his children, and we're not to be afraid. We're not to be afraid of anything in this world, because Jesus has died for us here on the cross. He has shed his blood for us, and it's his blood that washes away all of our sins. We cannot hide from God. Nice try, Evan. But I told Evan to do that for a purpose, because God always knows where we are, because we are actually hidden in him. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads, and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into this world, and all this sickness and all of this disease and all of this faithlessness, oh Lord, you have died for. Oh Lord, help us in our unbelief, and help us, oh Lord, to understand that no matter what happens, that we are your child and that you are our Lord, and we are not to be afraid. And all the children said,